بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تواضع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قصته مع جبريل وملك آخر عليهم السلام. أخرج أحمد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال جلس جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فنظر إلى السماء فإذا ملك ينزل، فقال جبريل: هذا الملك ما نزل منذ خلق قبل الساعة. فلما نزل قال: يا محمد، أرسلني إليك ربك، أفملكا نبيا أجعلك أو عبدا رسولا؟ قال جبريل: تواضع لربك يا محمد. قال: بل عبدا رسولا. This chapter is entitled Humility. And the first incident that we're narrating, inshallah, is about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. This beautiful book, Hayat al-Sahaba, is something we must try and bring it, make it part of our lives. Beautiful incidents Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has compiled. And the style usually is he mentions a heading, a topic, and then he mentions various incidents from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. And then he goes into the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ajma'in, and he mentions from their life. So the topic I've chosen today is about humility. So I'll just mention about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then a few glimpses from each of the Khulafa Rashidin, inshallah. So this incident I've recited is from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He says that Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he looked at the sky, and there was another angel that was descending. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said that there is an angel that is coming, and he hasn't come down since the earth has been created. Or hasn't come down from before. First time he's coming down to the earth. So when he came down, the angel said, "O Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me to you. So do you wish to be a Nabi that is like a king of a Malikan Nabiyan Aj'aluka am Abdan Rasulan? Should I make you a Nabi, a prophet that is like a king? Or should I make you a slave, a messenger that is like a slave? You want to be an Abd or you want to be like a Malik?" Give him the choice. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam sort of gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam a little bit of advice on the side, and he said to him, "Tawada' li Rabbik," that have humility for your Lord, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallam opted and he said, "Bal abdan rasulan." I rather be a slave, an abd, a slave that is a messenger. It mentions, "Fakana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'da dhalika la ya'kulu muttaki'an yaqulu akulu kama ya'kulu al-abd wa ajlisu kama yajlisu al-abd." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say after that, that he used to say that "I will eat like how a slave eats." That means I will not eat reclining. I will eat in a very humble manner and sit and eat, and eat like how a slave eats. And I will sit down like how a slave sits down. Tawadu Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu. Wa akhraja ibn Sa'd an Unaysat radiallahu anhu qalat: كنا جوار الحي يأتينا بغنمهن إلى أبي بكر رضي الله الصديق رضي الله عنه فيقول لهن: أتحبون أن أحلب لكن حلب ابن أفراء؟ كذا في المنتخب. قد تقدم في سيرة الخلفاء أن عائشة وابن عمر رضي الله وابن المسيب وغيرهم رضي الله عنهم عند ابن سعد وغيره، وفي حديثهم: وكان رجلا تاجرا فكان يغدو كل يوم إلى السوق فيبيع ويبتاع، وكانت له قطعة غنم تروح، وربما خرج هو بنفسه فيها وربما كفيها فرويت له، وكان يحلب للحي أغنامهم، فلما بويع له بالخلافة قال جارية من الحي: الآن لا تحب لنا منائح دارنا. فسمعها أبو بكر رضي الله عنه فقال: فلا لأمري لأحلبنها لكم، وإني لأرجو ألا يغيرني ما دخلت فيه عن خلق كنت عليه. فكان يحلب لهم، فربما قال للجارية من الحي يا جارية أتحبين أن أرضي لكم أو أصرح، فربما قالت أرغي وربما قالت صرح، فأي ذلك قالت فعل. So this incident is about the humility in the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He says that the young girls of the locality used to come with their animals to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he used to say to them, do you want me to milk your animals for you all? And this was his regular practice. Another narration continues saying that he was a businessman. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was a businessman, and he used to go daily to the marketplace, used to buy and sell, and he also had some animals that used to go for grazing. Sometimes he used to go and milk them himself, and sometimes somebody should assist him, it should be done on his behalf. But he also used to help the people of the locality to milk their animals. When he became the Khalifa, became Amirul Mu'mineen, so one of the young girls from the locality said, now, who is going to milk the animals for us? So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu heard about this. He says, no, certainly, I will continue doing this. And the statement he made, وَإِنِّي لَأَرْجُوا أَلَّا يُغَيِّرَنِي مَا دَخَلْتُ فِيهِ أَنْ خُلُقٍ كُنْتُ عَلَيْهِ. I hope that the position that I have now attained does not change anything with regards to my character that I used to have. It doesn't mean now that I have position, my behavior and my conduct must change. I will continue being humble and simple, interacting with the people as I used to do. And he continued milking for them. Imagine the status he had, but he's still doing this work with them and integrating and doing such actions with them. And sometimes he said to the young girls of the locality, oh young girl, do you want me to milk it for you in such a way that there is froth or there's some foam milk comes out, or you want me to milk it where there's no foam that comes? And whatever they preferred, he would do it for them. So we mentioned the humility in the life of Rasulullah ﷺ. Just one or two incidents. Then we spoke about humility in the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Let's go to Umar radiallahu anhu. It is وذهاب عمر رضي الله إلى المسجد حافيا وعيبه نفسه في خطبة له وأخرج المروزي في الإيدين عن زر قال رأيت عمر بن الخطاب يمشي إلى الإيد حافيا وقال نادى عمر بن الخطاب الصلاة جامعة فلما اجتمع الناس وكثروا صعد المنبر فحمد الله واثنى عليه بما هو أهله وصلى على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم قال أيها الناس لقد رأيتني أرعى على خالات لي من بني مخزوم فيقبضن لي القبضة من التمر والزبيب فأظل يومي وأي يوم. ثم نزل فقال عبد الرحمن بن عوف يا أمير المؤمنين ما زدت على أن قمأت نفسك يعني عبت. قال ويحك يا ابن العوف إني خلوت فحدثتني نفسي فقالت أنت أمير المؤمنين فمن ذا أفضل منك فأردت أن أعرفها نفسها. He says Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the narrator is Zir. He says I saw Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu walking to the Eid Kaab barefoot. This again we're talking about humility in the life of Sahaba. He mentions that Umar radiallahu anhu announced one day that Salah is Jamia. In other words, people gathered for Salah. When the people came and the masjid was full, he went up the minbar. He praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he sent durood and salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he said to the people, I remember the time when I used to graze the animals for my auntie, which was the Banu Makhzum tribe. And she used to give me a little bit of dates and raisins as a sort of a remuneration. And then he came down. So Abdul Rahman ibn Auf said to him, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, you sort of embarrassed yourself today. You're such a great personality. Why you went and spoke so low of yourself? So he said, oh, destruction to you, oh Abdul Rahman, that I was on my own. And it began coming in my nafs. This thought started coming in myself. Within me, that you are Amir al-Mu'mineen, who is more superior than you? So I wanted to really make the people know who I'm actually am, and I wanted to lower my status. So again, we're talking about the humility in the life of Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi Majma'in. That was Umar radiallahu anhu. Moving on to Uthman radiallahu anhu, he says, قال أخبرني أن حمداني أنه رأى عثمان بن عفان رضي الله وهو على بغلة وخلفه عليها غلامه نائل وهو خليفة. The narrator says he saw Uthman ibn Affan رضي الله عنه on a donkey, and sitting with him on the same donkey was his slave whose name was Nail. At that time he was Khalifa. Continuing with another narration, he says, كان عثمان رضي الله عنه يلي وضوء الليل بنفسه فقيل لو أمرت بعض الخدم فكفوك فقال لا إن الليل لهم يستريحون فيه. عثمان رضي الله عنه used to get the water of wudu at night himself. Somebody said to him, why don't you tell some of your khadim, some of the workers, let them go do it for you. He says, no. The night is for them. They need to take a rest in it. He says, وَكَانَ عُثْمَانَ لَا يُوْقِذُ نَائِمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ إِلَّا أَيَّجِدَهُ يَقْضَانًا فَيَدْعُوهُ فَيُنَاوِلُهُ وُضُوءَهُ وَكَانَ يَسُومُ الدَّهْرُ. Umar Uthman radiallahu anhu never used to wake up somebody at night that is sleeping to do some work for him. Unless that person was awake, then he would request them to assist him. Again, we're talking about the humility in the life of Sahaba Ikram. We spoke about humility in the life of Rasulullah SAW, humility in the life of Abu Bakr, just one or two incidents, humility of Umar, humility of Uthman. And now let's go to Ali radiallahu anhu. He says, وأخرج البخاري في الأدب عن صالح عن جدته قالت رأيت عليا اشترى تمرا بدرهم فحمله في ملحفته فقلت له أو قال له رجل أحمل عنك يا أمير المؤمنين قال لا أبو العيال حق أن يحمل. أمير المؤمنين at that time Ali رضي الله عنه, he says he was being in the bazaar and he bought some dates and is carrying it in his bag himself. So he says, the narrator says, I said to him, or it was said, somebody else said to him, let me help you, Amir al-Mu'mineen, let me carry it on your behalf. He said, no, the family person is more entitled that he carries it himself. And the narration goes, وَأَخْرَجَ إِبْنُ رَوْهَيْهِ وَأَحْمَدُ فِي زُهَدْ وَأَبْدُ بْنُ حُمِيدٍ وَأَبُوْ يَعْلَى وَالْبَيْحَقِ وَأَبْنُ وَسَاكِرٍ أَنَ أَبِي مَطَرْ قَالْ خَرَجْتُ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدْ فإذا رجل ينادي خلفي ارفع إزارك فإنه أتقى لربك وأنقى لثوبك وخذ من رأسك إن كنت مسلما فإذا هو علي ومعه الدرة فانتهى إلى سوق الإبل فقال بيئوا ولا تحلفوا فإن اليمين تنفق السلعة وتمحق البركة. فإن اليمين تنفق السلعة وتمحق البركة. ثم أتى صاحب التمر فإذا خادم تبكي فقال ما شانك قالت باعني هذا تمرا بدرهم فأبى مولاي أن يقبله فقال خذه واعطها درهما فإنه ليس لها أمر فكأنه أبى فقلت ألا تدري من هذا قال لا قلت علي أمير المؤمنين فصب تمرة وأعطاها درهما وقال أحب أن ترضى عني يا أمير المؤمنين قال ما أرضاني عنك إذا وفيتم. ثم مر مجتاذا بأصحاب التمر فقال أطعم المسكين يربو كسبكم. ثم مر مجتازا حتى انتهى إلى أصحاب السمك فقال لا يباع من في سوقنا طاف. ثم أتى دار بزار وهي سوق الكرابيس فقال يا شيخ أحسن بيعي في قميص بثلاثة دراهم. فلما عرفه لم يشتري منه شيئا. ثم أتى آخر فلما عرفه لم يشتري منه شيئا. ثم أتى غلاما حدثا فاشترى منه قميصا بثلاثة دراهم لبسه ما بين الرزغين إلى الكعب. فجاء صاحب الثوب فقيل إن ابنك باء من أمير المؤمنين قميصا بثلاثة دراهم. فقال فحلق أخذت منه درهمين. فأخذ درهم ثم جاء به إلى علي فقال أمسك هذا الدرهم. قال ما شأنه؟ قال كان قميصا ثمنه درهمين باعك ابني بثلاثة دراهم. قال باءني برضايا وَأَخَذْتُ رِضَاهُ. So this is an incident also from Ali radiallahu anhu. He says, the narrator again mentions, he says, I came out of the masjid and there was a person that was making an announcement behind me, lift your trousers because that is more pious, that is going to get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're also going to keep your clothes clean. And he also advised him, he told him that, you know, you need to trim your hair, but خُذْ مِنْ رَأْسِكَ, if you're a Muslim, keep your hair a bit short. And when he turned back, he saw it was Ali radiallahu anhu telling him to do this. And he had like a stick or a lash in his hand. And then he went to the bazaar, Ali radiallahu anhu. He goes to the bazaar where the camels were being sold. And he advised them and he said to them, sell and don't take oats, etc. Because the oats that you take, you might get your goods sold. But however, the barakah will be taken away. Then he went to the place where the people were selling dates, the bazaar perhaps of the dates, and there was a slave he found there was crying. So he asked her, what's the problem? She said, no, so and so has sold me these dates for 1 dirham, but when I took it back to my master, he wasn't prepared to accept it. So then he advised the seller that take the money back and give her back whatever her money is, because it's not her fault. He was sort of hesitating, so the narrator says, I advised him, do you know who this person is giving you this advice? He says, no, I don't know. He said, this is Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Then immediately he accepted, gave her back the dates, and the dirham was given back to her. Then he says, he passed by people who were selling dates, and he advised them, and he said to them, that feed the poor people. There'll be barakah in your earnings. And then he passed by people who were selling fish. It shows about how they interacted with different groupings and tabaka of people. He was first with the, you can see in our context, he went to the farmers who were selling camels, then he went to the people who were selling dates, advised them, then he went to the person who was selling dates, fish. So he said to them that in our bazaar, such a fish should not be sold, which was found dead floating in the water. And then he came to the people that were selling clothing, cloth. It was a souk of the karabis, where there's material being sold. And then he wanted some cloth. He said to one person, that sell me a cloth for 3 dirhams. And that person, when he recognized that this was Ali radiallahu anhu, then perhaps Ali radiallahu anhu felt that this person will want to give him a discount or not charge him. He didn't purchase from him. Then he went to the next place. Then that person also recognized him. This was Ali. So then he never purchased from him also. Then eventually he came by a third person, a young boy, who was selling. And he purchased from him the cloth for 3 dirhams. The deal was done. He gave him the 3 dirhams. He took his cloth. And it was a clothing that he was wearing. Now when the owner of the shop, that youngster sold him that goods, the cloth, the owner of the father came back, or the owner came back. It actually was the father. And it was said to him that your son sold some clothing to Amir al-Mu'mineen for 3 dirhams. Oh, he said, why didn't you take from him 2 dirhams? If you're giving him a discount. So then what he did, he took the 1 dirham, and he went to Ali radiallahu anhu. And he said to Ali, take this 1 dirham. So he asked him, why are you giving me 1 dirham? He said, no man, my son sold this item to you. He didn't know that you are Amir al-Mu'mineen. Take it, it cost me 2 dirhams. Take it at cost. Take it for 2 dirhams. And then she wanted to give him the 1 dirham back. So Ali radiallahu said to him, Ba'ani ridaya. He sold it to me with my happiness, and I took it with his happiness. When he was happy and I was happy, the deal is done. Again, the focus of our discussion is about humility in the life of Sahaba Ikram. And just to conclude, we heard about humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, humility of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Omar, Uthman, Ali, and this mentioned one incident in each of their lives. Finally, وَأَخْرَجَ الْأَسْكَرِي and Ali radiallahu anhu, قَالَ ثَلَاثٌ هُنَّ رَأْسُ التَّوَادُ أَيَبْدَى بِالسَّلَامِ مَنْ لَقِيَهُ وَيَرْضَى بِالدُّونِ مِنْ شَرَفِ الْمَجْلِسِ وَيَكْرَهُ الرِّيَاءَ وَالسُّمْعَةِ. Says Ali radiallahu anhu has given us now the prescription, a sort of advice. It's important for us to get humility. Tawadu, in Arabic, the word for humility is tawadu. So Ali radiallahu anhu has given us 3 pieces of advice, that a person who has these 3 qualities, then inshallah, it will help him in getting humility in his life. Number one, He says, أَيَبْدَأَ بِالسَّلَامِ, that you must initiate the salam. Whoever you meet, make sure you make salam first, whether it's the rich, poor, black, white, somebody you know, somebody you don't know, you must make it a point of making salam first. This will bring into you humility. Number two, he says you must be happy بِدُونَ مِنْ شَرَفِ الْمَجْلِسِ. You must be happy with having an inferior position in a gathering. You must be happy with not having status and position in a gathering. That means when a person is in a gathering and you desiring position, you want status, then that is a very dangerous position, because there's a greater possibility of you becoming proud and arrogant. And the third thing he said to him, third advice he gave, he says that dislike, you should not want to do things for show and ostentation. وَيَكْرَهُ الرِّيَاءُ وَالسُّمْعَةُ. Anything you do, you should be very careful about having ostentation, boastfulness, showing off in whatever we do. So this is like the antidote. If a person, perhaps some pride is, and arrogance is coming in him, and he wants to treat it, then these are three types of prescriptions of Ali radiallahu anhu. Number one, start with salam. Make salam to whoever you meet. Number two, don't look for position. Don't ask for position. Do not desire position. Be happy and continue doing the work, you know, in a very simple manner. And thirdly, abstain from ostentation, boastfulness, showing off, because that will create pride. The word of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. That person who will humble himself, Allah will elevate him. And the opposite is very dangerous. لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبي مثقال حبة من خردل من كبر. A person that has a tiny mustard seed amount of pride will not enter paradise. And therefore it is fundamentally, it's extremely important for us to continuously make an effort on our hearts to ensure that our hearts become clean and pure. The evil, the pride, the arrogance, the jealousy, the love of this dunya should come out of our hearts. That is why we read life of Sahaba. There's so many incidents of this quality, this sifat comes in our life. We're reading this so that this sifat comes in our life. Striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if for the same reason, the gush that we're going, every day we're meeting somebody, it's one of the most powerful ways of bringing humility in an individual. You have to lower yourself. You go into his house, you're going to knock on his door, he might swear you, he might not welcome you, but it will instill in you humility. And when humility comes in you, Allah will elevate you. And every amal, you know, the 6 points also, we look at the 6 points, all of it is focusing on sifat. Ikhlas and niyyah, sincerity is what? Do everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not do things for name and for fame and popularity. Otherwise, arrogance and pride will overcome you, and that will be take you to doom and destruction in this world, and more dangerously, more disastrously in the hereafter. So my dear respected elders and brothers, you know, these incidents can continue. They are such beautiful incidents from the life of Sahaba, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the important thing is how these can come into our lives. We can read it, we can hear it, we hear it every week and the bayan. How can these come in our lives? That's why the ulama say, we go out a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that to become a reality in our lives. For the haqiqat, we know about it. How can it become practically alive in our lives? How can we become humble people? How can we become simple people? How we come closer to, now it's Rabiul Awal, how can the beautiful akhlaq and sifat of Rasulullah ﷺ come part and parcel of our life? Is by striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sitting in the company of the ulama, the majalis, the dhikr that we're making, the gatherings, is all for the same thing. The condition of our heart becomes clean and pure. All the malice, the greed, the envy, jealousy, the sicknesses of our heart must come out. He says, if this piece of flesh, إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب. That if this piece of flesh, our heart, is pure and clean, everything else will become pure and clean. And if this piece of flesh is dirty, is tainted, it has sicknesses, then everything else also will be very similar, will be also sick, will be dangerous. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making effort on our hearts and getting a pure and clean heart. And inshallah, in this regard, There are different taqazas all these places, you know, especially for the youth. Now we're going into this October, and as we go towards the ending of the year, we're going into December. We should make effort, the youth that are sitting here, make an intention to God on the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And us, inshallah, we have children, young boys, young girls. We have to create an environment, encourage them to spend time, the weekly ta'lim that takes place for the women folk, attending those programs, encourage our young boys to God on the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the holidays. And inshallah, next 2 weeks' time is our Ulwa Quzzur that is taking place. These mashayikh and these ulama, senior people, they have sacrificed their lives. Sacrificed their lives, literally. Their life, they're eating and they're sleeping, they're waking and the whole day is for the deen. They're fikr and worry for the deen. And when they speak with fikr and they speak with their heart connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you should always maintain this ta'alluq with our seniors. That is their safety and protection for us. So inshallah, also 2 weeks' time is the Ulwa Quzzur that is taking place in Johannesburg. So humbly request all those brothers that have spent time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 40 days, also 4 months, to inshallah make it a point of attending this gathering on the 3rd, 4th and 5th of October, and inshallah benefiting from our mashayikh and our ulama ikram. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallah bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله أن نبينا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وأموالنا من الربا وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم أيدهم بتأييد من عندك اللهم إنا نجعلك في نهورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.